From the WGXE Newsroom, this is the WGXE News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Kate Lisa is reporting for Johnson Newspaper Corp on the two candidates vying to fill the 43rd State Senate District seat. The district is comprised of Columbia County and parts of Rensselaer, Saratoga, and Washington County. First-term incumbent Republican Daphne Jordan, 60 of Half Moon, is being challenged by Democrat Patrick Nelson of Stillwater. Before her election, Jordan served as legislative director and Senate local government committee director for her predecessor, Senator Kathleen Marchione. She's also a former retail business owner. Nelson is currently serving as a Village of Stillwater trustee, formerly worked for Democrat Assembly member Phil Stack, and worked on various legislative races and campaigns in the State Assembly and for the Bernie Sanders presidential campaign in New Hampshire. Nelson is the founder of the nanobiotechnology company Ligandol Incorporated. Jordan, whose name will appear on the Republican, Conservative, and Independence Party lines, describes her office as a communications hub for constituents looking for aid and assistance, especially during the early weeks of the coronavirus pandemic. She estimates her office helped more than 500 people make contact with the Department of Labor and checked on the well-being of more than 8,000 seniors. In her first term, Jordan helped to enact 5 bipartisan state laws, co-sponsored 23 new laws, and sponsored 85 pieces of legislation. Going forward, Jordan is eager to strip Governor Andrew Cuomo of his expanded spending and authoritative powers approved by lawmakers during the COVID-19 public health emergency. Jordan is a co-sponsor of legislation which would establish an independent bipartisan investigation with subpoena power to examine the handling of COVID-19 in state adult care facilities and nursing homes. She's against the legalization of recreational marijuana, but she supports the legalization of mobile sports betting. If reelected, Jordan will focus on securing high-speed broadband for the district and for all upstate residents. Jordan was first elected to local office last year and serves on the Saratoga County and Stillwater Democratic committees. He previously ran for Stillwater Town Board and sought the Democratic nomination in the 2018 21st Congressional District race for the seat currently held by U.S. Representative Elise Stefanik. Nelson's name will appear on the Democratic and Working Families ballot line. He is an ordained elder in the Presbyterian Church, an active member at Stillwater United Church, and a former delegate to Presbyterian Church USA, where he worked on marriage equality. Nelson opposes Cuomo's continued expanded emergency powers during the COVID-19 pandemic and has advocated for increased legislative oversight. Nelson said, and I quote, "That's where the ultimate authority is supposed to rest, not with the governor, but the legislative body. I think that allowed for some mistakes to be made," end quote. Nelson also supports an independent investigation into the state's handling of the COVID crisis in nursing homes and agrees Health Department Commissioner Dr. Howard Zucker was dismissive and unprepared during the legislature's August hearing. Nelson is a supporter of the proposed Budget Equity Act, which would grant the legislature an equal role with the governor in the budget process and austerity to address New York's mounting budget issues. If elected, Nelson would back taxing the state's wealthiest residents, or millionaires and billionaires, and the return of the stock transfer tax. Nelson supports legalizing the recreational use of marijuana and mobile sports betting. He is against the death penalty and supports women's reproductive rights and health issues. He is in favor of the New York Health Act or the state's proposed single-payer health care system. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. The Spark of Hudson, October 27th, announced the launch of the Universal Basic Income Pilot Program. According to a statement released by the group, and I quote, "We are happy to announce that participants in our Hudson Up Universal Basic Income pilot have now been selected. Each participant will receive $500 a month for the next 5 years. Hudson Up is a partnership between the Spark of Hudson and Humanities Forward," end quote. Nearly 500 applications from individuals living within the Hudson City limits were submitted for consideration. According to the announcement, the selection process, and I quote, was overseen by a team of independent researchers at the University of Pennsylvania and the University of Tennessee, end quote. The group of individuals chosen is 50% black, 34% white, 12% Hispanic or Latino, and 4% Asian. The group is 70% female, 23% male, and 7% non-binary, non-conforming, or transgender. Members of the group are on track to receive their first UBI payment by the end of October. There will be no limits placed on how participants can spend the money received. And you can read more at HudsonUp.com. Rye Rivard is reporting for the Adirondack Explorer. The state of New York last week categorized the Adirondack Regional Airport as a hazardous waste site. The town-owned airfield is located near Saranac Lake. The airport, over the years, sprayed firefighting foam containing PFAS, a toxic substance known to linger in the soil and water and cause cancer and other health problems in humans. Tests also found the chemicals in a nearby mobile park home. The airport was added to the Superfund hazard list last week. The State Department of Environmental Conservation will now investigate the, and I quote, nature and extent of contamination, end quote, at the site and figure out ways to clean up the damage, but officials have known about problems there for several years. Last year, State Attorney General Letitia James cited problems at the airport in a federal lawsuit against the makers of PFAS and firefighting foam. Airport Manager Corey Horwich said, despite the news, day-to-day operations remain unaffected. Samples of groundwater from a test well near a row of hangars at the airport showed 28,181 parts PFAS per 1 trillion parts of water. Anything above 500 in a sample that size would have been a cause for great concern. Other tests showed PFAS in existing drinking water supplies. Elevated levels of the chemical were also found at the Adirondack Airport community, just down the road from the airport entrance with about 30 mobile homes. Exposure to PFAS, a group of chemicals found in nonstick pans, among other things, can cause cancer and harm the immune system, liver, and infants. And you can read the full story in the Times Union. And that wraps up the WGXE News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXE.org. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.